Welcome to the Science Podcast. It's February 18th, 2012. I'm Sarah Crespi. This is a special broadcast from the AAAS meeting in Vancouver, British Columbia. David Grimm, online news editor for Science, is here to give us a rundown of news stories from the meeting. So, first up from this meeting, some news on how shrimp cocktails may be harmful for the environment.
That's right, Sarah. This story is all about the carbon footprint that you create every time you go to a restaurant and order a shrimp cocktail. And it turns out that shrimp are harvested, or a large percentage of the world's shrimp are harvested, on large swaths of coastal mangrove forests that have been cut down and turned into shrimp farms. This is in Latin America and Asia predominantly. And the question is, how much environmental damage is being caused when these farms are created and when the shrimp is harvested? And researchers came up with some numbers here at the meeting. They actually didn't come up with them here at the meeting. They came up with them. They presented them here at the meeting. What they found was that 401 metric tons of carbon are emitted into the atmosphere when 1 hectare of mangrove is converted to a shrimp farm. And what that means is, for the 100-gram shrimp cocktail you ordered at a restaurant, that represents an astonishing 198 kilograms of carbon dioxide from the loss of the swath of mangrove forest. And that's the equivalent of burning 90 liters of gasoline every time you eat a shrimp cocktail.
Wow. Well, next up, we have a story that is about storing energy and possibly preventing carbon pollution.
Right, Sarah, this story is all about trying to find a good way to not only create a lot of energy in a green way, but store that energy. And it has to do with hydroelectric power. So that's harnessing energy from the movement of water. And what an Irish company presented here at the meeting was a plan to create a series of 5 dams in the west of Ireland that could become the largest water-powered energy storage facility in the world. It would quadruple Europe's existing energy storage capacity. So we're talking about some big numbers here at the meeting, and also generate 3/4 of the power currently generated by the Hoover Dam. And what's involved in this is actually taking 5 valleys in the west of Ireland and damming them up, building large wind farms, and using the wind energy to pump seawater from the ocean into these valleys to create lakes that would be dammed up. And these lakes would be about 2 kilometers long and 2 kilometers across. And now they've got all the water stored in this lake, they can use that water to generate energy. And in the meantime, the lakes are actually a reservoir of energy, so you can actually store that energy as well. And storing green energy has been a huge problem, and this could really solve that problem. Now, this wouldn't be a cheap project. The company estimates it would cost about 1.6 billion euros. But when you're thinking about the amount of energy it could supply to Europe and the amount of green energy it could supply, this could be an initiative that really pays off in the long term.
Wow. Okay. Well, last up, we have another ocean story. This one about something that happened in the ocean 2 million years ago and its effect on East Africa.
Right. Well, something very strange happened in East Africa about 2 million years ago. The region really dried out a lot. There used to be a lot of forest there, and when the region dried out, the forest turned to grassland. And that had a very big impact, as you might imagine, on the species that lived in this area at that time. The question is, why did this happen? And there's been a lot of hypotheses proposed, everything from an increase in volcanic activity to a decrease in the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. But nobody really knows for sure, at least they didn't until this new study came out that was presented here at the meeting. What the researchers say happened is that there was actually a variation going on between the temperature gradients in the Indian and the Pacific Oceans. And what happens is these oceans can actually hold warm pools of water that act like a bullseye for rain, and that actually draws rain into them and away from other regions. And what the researchers found was that about 2 million years ago, the Western Indian Ocean near the Arabian Sea cooled to about 25 degrees Celsius, while the Eastern Indian Ocean near northwestern Australia warmed to about 28 to 29 degrees Celsius. And this temperature differential actually drew rain away from Eastern Africa, dried out the region, and when the region dried out, this big shift in climate actually caused a lot of the forest to disappear. It caused a rise of grasslands, and all of a sudden you had this explosion in the types of species that live off the grass grazing species like the ancestors of today's antelopes and equines, so horses and zebras. So researchers think they finally have an explanation for what happened in East Africa 2 million years ago. And the bottom line is what happens in the sea doesn't always stay in the sea.
Well, that's the news for now. What can we expect to see over the next few days?
Well, Sarah, we're looking at a number of other cool stories. One story about fracking, which is a controversial way to drill for natural gas and whether it's actually causing a lot of harm to the environment or not. Also, a very cool story about using X-rays to probe inside of living cells and sort of see what's going on within the cell without being too invasive and cutting them up. We've also got a story coming up about 50 years of the pill. What is happening in contraception research? What are the risks and the benefits? And what is the future of using oral contraceptives? We just recently ran a Science Live on dying languages and alien worlds at the bottom of the sea. And coming up, we've got a Science Live on the future of the world's oceans. So be sure to check out all of these stories on the site.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Sarah.
David Grimm is online news editor for Science. You can check out the latest news and the policy blog, Science Insider, at news.sciencemag.org, where you can also join a live chat, Science Live, on the hottest science topics. Thanks for listening to the Science Podcast. I'm Sarah Crespi. Check back on iTunes, our RSS feed, or the Science site for more podcasts from the meeting.